We're near Sydney, actually closer to a town called Gosford.
We are on a pretty busy highway here. Now, we're not sure even if this is the right way at the moment, but we're gonna obviously going to go down here to the fork where you go left.
Deep in the Brisbane Water National Park, a few kilometres from the outer Gosford suburb of Carrieong, lies a curious set of rock carvings which have sparked widespread debate not only in the local community, but all the way to Egypt.
And then you go 300 metres down there, and then it's on your left again, apparently, and then you have to hunt around for them, so hopefully we'll find them. So you want to go down there?
Okay. Oh my gosh.
I am at the just outside Carrieong, 3 kilometres out of Carrieong, and I'm in a bushland setting that's it's unmarked on any maps.
I'm just here at the Gosford Glyphs, or the Carrieong Glyphs, or the YY Glyphs, whichever you'd like to pronounce them.
It is the site of an Egyptian burial of an Egyptian prince.
The site lies about an hour's trek from Woi Woi Road, if you know what you're looking for. Spanning over the surface of a group of large boulders are a set of what seems like ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs. First discovered in 1970, the glyphs have sparked widespread debate over their origins and their meaning. Experts and enthusiasts from far and wide have travelled to Carrieong to get a glimpse of the famous Gosford Glyphs. But what do they mean, and why are they there? This is Seeking Sydney, where we answer the questions you have about your city. I'm Victor Petrovich, and this week I've been looking into a set of mysterious hieroglyphs that have been puzzling Sydneysiders for decades. Since their discovery in 1970, the Gosford Glyphs have generally been thought of as fake, graffiti done by university students or crazy farmers. But a small group of local enthusiasts of ancient Egypt swear to their authenticity. One local secondary school teacher, Stephen Strong, is said to be the authority on the Gosford Glyphs. He and his brother Evan run a website called Forgotten Origin, which is said to document the ancient origins of humanity in Australia. So, according to the Strongs, the Gosford Glyphs are evidence of the tragic journey of two young princes all the way from Egypt to the eastern shores of Australia. Their work documenting the glyphs is referred to by many advocates of the authenticity of the site. This work, however, has been disputed by many experts across Australia who are trained in Egyptology.
I mean, everyone would love it to be true. I mean, I wouldn't object either. I think it'd be fantastic if ancient Egyptians had got here, but sadly that's not the case.
That is the voice of Boya Okinga, who is an Associate Professor of Ancient History at Macquarie University. He's been studying Egyptology for nearly 50 years and has conducted multiple expeditions to Egypt to examine the culture and artifacts firsthand. He says that although it would be amazing to have evidence of ancient Egyptian contact with Australia, he is yet to see any. Professor Okinga has been to view the Gosford Glyphs firsthand, and he says that despite a few resemblances to authentic glyphs, they contain some fatal errors which prove they are fakes.
Well, I mean, they're supposed to be hieroglyphs, but in most cases they don't really make any sense.
Despite the sentiment of renowned Egyptologists like Professor Okinga, people like Stephen Strong maintain the carvings are real and detail the perilous journey of two Egyptian princes down under.
And I'll show you the story that is the one I think is the most recent one.
Right now you can hear Stephen talking people through the meaning of the glyphs. Stephen and Evan run tours of the carvings, and for $140, you can hear his detailed account of the meaning of the glyphs. The authenticity of the glyphs may be in the Strong's financial interest, and their explanation of their origins are not backed up by science.
This section here seems to be a story about what actually took place.
So, if the glyphs weren't the documentation of a treacherous journey from the shores of Egypt to the central coast of New South Wales, then why do they exist? Professor Ekinga points to a 20th century obsession with ancient Egypt and first-hand contact between Australians and Egyptian artefacts as possible causes.
So, you know, this interest in Egypt has always been there. Here in Australia, of course, we also have the return of servicemen in the First World War who were stationed in Egypt and who encountered Egypt and its monuments at first hand, in particular, of course, the pyramids. The Egyptian military camp was out at Giza. So a lot of the returned servicemen had this fascination for Egypt as well.
So whether the Gosford glyphs were carved by returning World War I soldiers, by local university students, or by ancient Egyptians, without being able to travel backwards in time, there is no definitive answer as to who created them or why. You will have to make up your own mind and go and visit the glyphs, which you can do for free if you have access to GPS.
And I would strongly recommend it to anyone. It's something well worth looking at. It's time to wake up, people. We've been lied to all our lives. The education system is a complete farce. This is an ancient tomb. And there's these types of sites all over Australia.